We got paper, yes we do. Wide rolled notebooks, pencils, glue. We got crayons, every hue. School supplies for your whole crew. Target's got everything you need to ready, set, go back to school.
Welcome to Conversations That Heal. This is your host, Susan Jacoby. I have a question for everyone. I'm wondering if you are living in integrity. It's a question that only you can answer. Maybe you are too emotional absent to answer it. I know that I was emotionally absent for years. Do you find yourself facing emotional barriers that prevent you from living your life in integrity? Again, I can say that that was part of my story. As a grown adult, you now have the luxury available to you to make choice to live your life in integrity. Now, if you asked me this question 10 years ago, I probably would have shrugged it off, hoping I could hide my truth. It was way too painful for me to be in integrity with my story. Actually, it was very painful to even live my life. Integrity for the direction you choose to live your life. You can think about it, you can plan it, you can script it, but do you feel it? Do you live it in your day-to-day life? I have found how easy it is to live my life from my head, keeping my heart detached, protected, or even asleep. Now, to be honest with myself and with you, as a survivor of childhood trauma, detaching my heart from living was a sourceful tool. It kept me alive, and I am grateful for the protection my mind created. But here's the thing, and you probably know where I'm going to go with this if you've listened to any of my podcasts. I am not, and you are not, a child any longer. So I'm asking you, are you ready to take a leap of trust and open your heart? As an adult, I have learned that I cannot take that leap if I don't trust myself. Through patience and practice, I have also learned that what stops me sometimes is the awkwardness of trying something new. Waking my heart is painful because of the risk I am taking. Some risks are self-imposed. Are the fears that are holding you back actually fears of what will happen to you? Or are they fears that you have created, manifested along the path of your life? My experience has shown me that the more I trust myself in setting boundaries and protecting my heart, the more freedom my soul feels. It can be who God designed me to be. If you are wanting this freedom, but are scared or anxious about taking the steps, remember this. If you find yourself resorting to past experiences for confirmation to take that step, for guidance to take that step, it's highly probable that you will be right back where you wanted not to be once again. To quote Albert Einstein, we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking that we used when we created them, unquote, which explains it perfectly, which is also, by the way, a reason why you need a coach, a therapist, someone else to help you heal. It is hard for a human being to see the potholes that they keep running into. You have to have someone help you guide yourself out of those potholes, present to you new ways to think, feel, and act. Getting comfortable to take risk without proof will build your confidence to live your life with integrity, with being true to yourself, your heart, and your soul. To practice what I preach, I am taking a self-imposed risk of living in integrity. I have built this podcast on my passion for adult survivors of childhood trauma. I talk about my journey, the lessons I have learned, the hardships along them. I know them intimately. And in keeping with building my integrity, I want to share more of my story with you. Some of you may be triggered by my share. If you find yourself triggered, visualize yourself planting your feet into the ground like you are a tree. And remember that this is my story. It is not your story. To remember that will help you to keep yourself present and grounded. I talk about being sexually, physically, emotionally abused as a child. What I haven't shared up to this point is that my paternal grandmother, which would be my dad's mom, and along with my dad's cooperation, sold me, prostituted me. My memories take me to buyers coming to her house from the time I was 3 to 9 years old. They take me from a 9-year-old to a 15-year-old being put out on the streets, and then from a 15-year-old to an 18-year-old back at her house, where the Johns would come in and purchase their time with me. Obviously, there are many more details wrapped up into my story, but for now, this lets you into my world a little bit more. Was I scared to share this with you? Absolutely. By not sharing it leaves a big part of my passion for conversations that heal unspoken. I want to grow my integrity. The time came where I was ready to share more of my story, more of myself with you. So to take a breather and a chance to absorb everything that I have shared with you, I want to invite you to check out my book, How to Love Yourself, Hope After Child Abuse, which is available in Kindle and paperback form on Amazon. I wrote this book to support survivors by letting them know that they are not alone and to remove the stigma and shame surrounding child abuse. Again, you can pick up your copy in Kindle or paperback on Amazon. So getting back to your integrity, I encourage you to share your truth only, and I repeat, only when you feel like it. If it pertains to a situation you're in, maybe it's a relationship, and most importantly, if you are ready. And you will know if you're ready by listening to the voice inside your head, your unconscious, your heart, your soul. That's what I did. I gave it a lot of thought. I gave it a lot of prayer. And I decided that it was time for me to come out and share more of my story with you. This idea of sharing your integrity when you feel like you're ready to, it has to come from you and your heart. It can't come from your therapist, your husband, your best friend, whoever that may be. Because if it doesn't come from you, you may find yourself angry that you crossed a boundary, that you weren't ready to share it, that you didn't want to share it. Or you may find yourself frustrated that you didn't trust your inner voice. As a side note, boundary setting and self-trust is another experience of self-love. Can you live your life without grounding it in integrity? Absolutely. The definition itself of integrity is the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. There are many degrees of living in integrity. The most important is to live in integrity to yourself, to be honest with yourself. Like other conversations I've had on this podcast, integrity is your choice. And as many people as there are on our planet is as many different experiences living in integrity will bring. Living in integrity requires you to be honest with yourself. And to be honest with yourself requires you to know yourself enough that you can distinguish what is true for you and what is not true. Give yourself practice on knowing what is true for you and what is not true. Again, I share with you to take baby steps, to share little things about yourself that you usually don't let people know about. And while it may seem very simplistic, you can share perhaps what your favorite color is, or what your favorite food is, or what your What isn't your favorite food? All of these are ways of letting people into our lives, allowing people to get to know us a little bit more. Of course, there is integrity within our social structure, but for now, I want to focus on integrity within yourself, within all of our hearts and souls. So I ask you, what does integrity look like to you? What does it feel like? Like everything else in life, integrity is a choice that you make every single day. And in the end, it is all about you and your heart and your soul. Please contact me at conversationsthatheal.com if I can support you on your healing journey. Leave a comment on Blog Talk or iTunes to support us in reaching listeners who are also in search of living a life of peace and joy. Remember that above all, you are a lovable and capable human being. Thank you for listening to Conversations That Heal.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings, much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.